Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behaviour. Erika von Herpen is an associate professor at the Marketing and Consumer Behaviour Group at Wageningen University. Can you tell us a little bit about your research?
We're especially interested in the role of visuals. So if you have pictures on the package that sometimes relate to the claim or may not relate to the claim, how does that influence people's choice behaviour?
What's the background for your study?
We wanted to see why and when people actually buy the products with a health claim on them, whether adding pictures to it, adding visuals, would actually help identify these products, to help them choose these products if it's relevant for them. We were interested both in these pictures and in the health goal that people have. We know already from a lot of research that people without a relevant health goal may just disregard products with health claims. But people who do have a relevant health goal, things might differ. And of course, we're very interested to see whether people understand the products correctly, so whether they don't overgeneralize, so that people think that, oh, this product has a health claim, so it must be good for just about anything. We're also interested in when people actually choose these products.
Tell us a bit more about your study.
We chose breakfast cereals because there's a high prevalence of health claims in this category. And we're looking for what influences people's choice for products with a health claim. From two sides, we've manipulated a goal that people have. So some of the persons in the study didn't really have a specific health goal. They were just asked to choose as they would normally do. While other people in the study had a very specific health goal. They were asked to imagine that they had osteoporosis in the family. So that's a condition related to the bones. So that they were looking for a product that's good for the bones. And of course, the health claim on the products in this case was a calcium claim that calcium is needed for the maintenance of normal bones. The other thing that we were interested in is the visuals that are on the product. So we had some people seeing products with just a claim. And for other people, we added something to the package of these cereals with the claim. And what we added was either a taste-related picture, which has nothing to do with the health claim, or a general health picture, a sporty figure, which is somewhat related because it's also about health, but not really specific for a claim. And with some people, we added a claim-related picture. So that was a skeleton image.
How did giving people a health goal influence their choosing of cereals with health claims in the study?
If people have a health goal, they're much, much more likely to choose the product than if they don't. In this particular study, 63% of the participants actually bought the product with a health claim when they had a health goal, versus only 7% if they didn't have that health goal. So we cannot say that, in general, people who do not have a health goal are not at all likely to buy products with a health claim.
The images on the cereal packages didn't influence people's choice?
But people who had the relevant health goal, there it did matter. So if they had a claim-related picture on it, they were very likely to actually buy that product. In this case, it was 84%. When they didn't have the picture, they were still quite likely to buy the product, but to a much less extent, 48% in this case. So it seems that people really need to have that health goal in order to be interested in the product with the health claim. For those people, a picture actually helps them identify the product and focus their attention on the product and actually buy that product then.
Did you expect the strong effect of the health goal?
The size of the effect is even bigger than I would have expected. I was a little surprised that we didn't find more effects of the type of picture that was included. These effects are relatively subtle and only occur for people who have a relevant health goal. So if people are already interested in these types of products, then the pictures matter. But for people who don't care, it doesn't really matter at all and it doesn't focus their attention. In general, I think what's most surprising for me was that the picture didn't have more of an effect because we know that pictures tend to really draw attention. In terms of future research, I would like to see whether if we use more imagery on the pack, whether we can find bigger effects. It is, of course, already very insightful that even the smaller images do have some effect for people with a health goal. So it does seem to matter.
Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behavior.